Hello. Welcome back. I'm Karina, the Madam of Transformation here at the Witch's Inn, or in the Liberated Witch, Awakening the Witch's Inn, the Witch Within. Today is day 3 of Awakening Your Intuition. And I just like, I have to say thank you so, so very much for everyone who signed up and the participation. It really makes a workshop so much better when people are like committed to doing the thing. So regardless if you are, you know, private messaging me, regardless if you're posting in the group, regardless if you're just like doing it on your own, you're like taking the steps you need to do it on your own. Maybe you're not in a place of like, I'm ready to share, I'm ready to take up the space, you know, that I'm asking you to. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that you're listening to your intuition and stepping into that for you. So, just a reminder, I am using StreamYard. So I have this amazing Facebook user here. They're saying, good morning from Vancouver, BC. I don't know who you are. Please let me know who is commenting so that I can interact with you accordingly. I want to honor your space. All right. So we've been talking about like our shadow side, our intuition, how the shadow story of knowing yourself and how that interacts with your intuition, you know, makes a big difference. So how are you holding up? I know the questions that I ask as a Scorpio, it really kind of like can rip you open. It can see parts of yourself that may have been hidden before. As well, Mercury retrograde and Pluto retrograde during this time is dragging us. Like, I have had so many comments from people, conversations where people are just like, what is going on? So, yeah, I did launch this during Mercury retrograde because I kind of wanted to give like a really big, you know, F you to the universe. So within this Facebook user, so you can grant StreamYard permission. So what that means is that like in my description box, you will see a little StreamYard thing. You can click that link. It'll bring you back here. If that's not working, I mean, I just said that Mercury retrograde is dragging us. Just write your name at the back of the comment and that way I know who you are. So I appreciate you trying again and that when I get off the live, I can see the names of people. I just can't see it when I'm on the live. So I appreciate that. So yeah, I'm just like, I'm really appreciative. Like I'm sinking into this and I'm like, wow, there has been things going on my end and like emails deleting, not sending, as well as, you know, just this like, yesterday my live didn't post. Thankfully, I downloaded it so that I could upload it into the Facebook group and have it as a replay. But it's kind of like perfect timing as well, because we are talking today about the sun, the moon, the stars, and your intuition. So it's like I want you to think about today as like preparedness, right? Going back to that question of like, how did you feel when you had a gut instinct and you were like, nah, I'm gonna deny it, and then it happened anyways. So it's like preparedness, right? And it's embracing that shadow story of and removing expectations. So I may have really wanted, certain things to happen during this week, during Mercury retrograde, whatever, or thought things were going to happen. but they didn't. So I'm removing the expectation and stepping into preparedness. So let me get my banners switched up here. So let me know in the comments what your connection to the cosmos is. How do you relate to the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, the ethers, spirit? I personally believe that like a lot of our mystical self comes from the cosmos. But that's just my opinion. What is your opinion? How do you relate to all of this? I'm going to give a couple seconds for people to comment if they want to comment who are here live. Okay. So, as I said, like my relationship to the sun, the moon, and the stars, and my intuition really has taught me about my shadow story with regards to the energy that I have. So let's see here. So the Facebook user says, I'm new to all this, but I've been doing new moon and full moon ceremonies. Amazing. How has that helped you develop your intuition? I would love, love, love to know. Okay. So, yeah, what does this all have to do, right? How do they all tie together? And one thing, and I'm going to add like a seventh sense here, or like a seventh element here, or I guess fifth or sixth element here, because we have the sun. I mean, we have earth, air, fire, water, self. We also have time. So, time is a huge factor in our intuition, right? So many times when I am sitting with people, it's like, I want a timeline. I want to know when this is going to happen. I want to know, I've seen a premonition. I've felt this in my body. When is it going to happen? What's going to come forward? How can I be prepared if I don't know the time that it's going to happen? Perfect. So the new moon and the full moon ceremonies have been helping dump all the old stuff and upgrade my intuition. Awesome. Right. So I'm going to kind of add on to that and be like, you're giving yourself time. You're setting yourself up with timelines, right? So I again, like our intuition is connected to the cosmos through time in the sense that like I want you to think about today. I started this talk with kind of like a prerequisite to like Mercury retrograde. So the planets go retrograde. The sun hides. The moon waxes and wanes, right? The stars, we can't see every single star in the sky. So when we take this knowledge, when we take this like just very basic understanding that like the moon, the sun, the stars, the cosmos, they're not always on, we can kind of reflect this back to ourselves and see how we can allot time for ourselves with regards to our intuition. One way that I like to kind of use my intuition with regards to time is to follow the moon cycle. So I know that if I'm on this half of the year, so right now we are in Gemini season. We have a new moon in Gemini and we're going to have a full moon in Sagittarius. I know that when I am in Sagittarius season, I am going to have a new moon in Sagittarius as well. I'm going to have a full moon in Gemini. That's just how the cosmos work. Organized chaos. There are 6 months timelines for each event with regards to the zodiac and the moon moving. So if I have a premonition or if I have an intuitive hit And it feels right, learning and understanding our cues and our body. And it feels like, okay, this is something that I'm either wanting to manifest or I'm wanting to move into. I can use the moon to help track my timeline. What can I do? How can I understand my stories for the next 6 months so that when I hit that 6 month mark, I can then reaffirm new intentions or boundaries or, expectations for self and move into them. Now, another great way to look at the stars, the moon, and the cosmos in order to help you manage time, manage energy better, is to pay attention to that new moon, full moon cycle. How do you feel around new moons? How do you feel around full moons? How do you feel around the waxing moon or the waning moon, right? Our energy ebbs and flows just like the moon, just like the cosmos. So near the full moon, my intuition might not be as good, right? Or I might have more doubt in my intuition depending on my energy level. So I need to make sure that I'm giving myself more time, more space in order to really allow the shadow stories to play out and move forward. This is very prominent during a retrograde season. I'm going to go back to my original comment of how, people keep saying, like, I'm feeling dragged this last week with Mercury. What is going on? It started off really well. I wasn't having a hard time. And this last week has been utterly chaotic. So, learning from this experience, I know that Mercury is going to go retrograde again in Libra. And I mean, I follow this, but you can just do a simple Google search and see when Mercury is going to go retrograde. In the next time it's going to go retrograde and be like, okay, what are the lessons? What are the intuitive lessons that I'm learning at this time that I can implement to make next Mercury retrograde season easier, right? So for instance, for myself, one thing that I'm always working against as a recovering empath, as a recovering, burnout cycle person, is how to create energy, time, space for me, walking away from a lack mentality, right? That's part of my shadow story. If I don't give my all 100% of the time, then I'm not going to be able to receive intuitive downloads. I'm not going to be able to receive the things, money, clients, guests, like love, like whatever that might look like for you and your story. However, last retrograde season, it was like, all right, if you're wanting to step out more, you have to make sure that you are expanding your space. That you are giving yourself time in order to welcome in these new beginnings. So I actually booked off this entire week from taking one-on-one guests. Why? Because one, I know retrograde season, there are going to be glitches, there are going to be mishaps that happen. And so, trusting my intuition, I said, I'm going to give myself space in order to allow that to happen, so that I'm not feeling the pressure of I have to get this done. I'm not meeting old expectations of what needs to be done. Okay. Second, tuning into my lunar cycle. Right now, we're in a new moon phase. Under a new moon, I usually have a lot of energy, which peaks as we go into the waxing phase. And then starts to diminish the closer we get to, like the farther we get kind of in that second half of that full moon, new moon phase, like going into it, the waning phase. So I'm going to make sure that again, maybe I'm not booking my four clients, or maybe I'm not seeing as many people, friends, family as I would during that time. Utilizing my energy, utilizing my intuitive hits, and not trying to push through and create or further that doubt cycle for myself. Okay. So this Facebook user is saying, I like referring to the moon phase in regards to my moods and energy levels. Perfect. Helps me relax when I'm anxious or spicy, or give myself space to rest when I'm feeling drained. I've never tracked my intuition during the moons. Interesting. Full moons are harder on my energy level. Guess that's a hit to my intuition too. Never really looked at it that way. Yeah. So if you are following along with day one is know thyself. That is your shadow stories are your shadow stories are your, the way that either pulls you into or takes you out of your intuition. Hi, Dana. Perfect. So, you know, intuition, as we talked about in day one, a lot of times we think of this as like an external source of self, right? The downloads that we are getting. But how do we trust those downloads if we are constantly pushing past these shadow stories? And today, with regards to the sun, moon, and stars, are we pushing past that energy, unlike how the sun, moon, and the stars would? They would take the time to rest, right? When Jupiter and Saturn are kind of at their degrees where they're like, we don't play nice with each other. They own that. We don't play nice with each other. If you have that degree in your chart, you might be like, okay, at this time, I know I'm going to like make sure that I take some time to myself. Now, you don't have to know yourself in that way. That's just a way that I like to know myself. But getting to know your cues, getting to know that like in summer, I don't actually like to, if you're a business owner, and I'm going to use that as an example because that's who I am, I don't like to see a lot of one-on-one clients. I like to do a lot more group work. Why? It's easier and I actually can get out and enjoy the summer. I can get out and enjoy the things that I like to do. So I'm going to make sure that I'm setting myself up in order to do that, listening to my intuition instead of working against it, creating doubt, creating that sense of like, I knew I didn't want to do this. Why did I do it? Why am I sinking into expectations that like, I just don't want? So that come the winter, when I am wanting to do more like one-on-one work with people, I have that opportunity to do it. I've taken that time to rest, right? Replenish, soak in some of that amazing vitamin D. And I'm prepared for those winter months where I am feeling a little bit more cozy. My energy might feel a little bit more open with regards to being able to hold and welcome the capacity of more one-on-one clients. That's just an example. You try and like figure out how that might relate to your life and the seasons, right? How do you cycle through the seasons? How do you cycle through the month, through the week? Maybe you have a lot more energy on Monday and come Friday, you're like, okay, I'm done. I'm ready for the weekend. So listening to that, how do you prepare your energy just like the sun, moon, and stars prepare their energy through a lot of organized chaos, right? I also want you to think about this as kind of like the butterfly effect. So a solar flare goes off, we're going to have a butterfly effect from that. We're going to feel a direct reflect from that. Now, within our intuitive action, the more that we can see the butterfly effect of our intuitive hits, the more that we can learn to trust them, the more that we can step into them, and the greater ease we have or preparedness we have for when complete and utter chaos does take hold of us. Because remember, even well-laid plans, even well-laid intuitive hits aren't always going to be, you know, what we think they're going to be. We're going to have mishaps, okay? So when you're, the takeaways from today is like the moon, like the sun, like the planets that like to go in retrograde, when you're feeling like your body needs rest, do you do it or do you push past it, creating further doubt in your intuition and your own natural cycles? Second, the cosmos trusts its flow and is focused its energy. It's not afraid to hide, retreat, or go into that retrograde. So how does your shadow story play in to your energy cycle and how you produce or show up or feel you need to meet expectations with regards to A, your intuition, I should know this, or B, just with regards to how you're showing up with the people around you. How much time are you spending on doubting your intuition with the stories you tell yourself? So last night I had someone not show up, right, to the Reiki session, right? This was someone else rather than the one that I posted. And they messaged me this morning and they said, hey, I'm really sorry I didn't come last night. I'm really sorry that I didn't let you know that I wasn't going to come last night. I was just really tired. I passed out really early and I needed to honor that cycle. Amazing. I'm glad that you listened to and trusted that intuition that, like, I'm not going to miss out. I need this rather than this. That is an intuitive hit. When we trust that intuitive hit, it helps us with those mystical attributes that come with intuition. So how are you trusting your flow? How are you trusting the energy that's coming forward in order to support yourself and the intuitive hits that are coming, but also the intuitive hits that are coming with regards to the more mystical side of it? All right, beautiful beings, that is it for day three. Please make sure to check your email later on today for some extra witch tips to kind of like get you down and dirty with day three, opening and awakening that intuition for you. Please make sure to drop me a line. Let me know how this is going. Let me know if you're struggling. Let me know if you're really enjoying this. Take up some space. Don't shy away from that voice, from that throat chakra, from that crown chakra saying, I need more help, or I just really want to share what's going on with me. You can either do that in a personal post, you can share that in the comments, or of course, my email is always open for you to reach out and let me know what's going on if that feels more safe and comfortable for you. All right, beautiful beings, enjoy your Wednesday. I will see you for day four tomorrow of the wrap up. Until then, I'm Karina, and this is The Witch Is In. Bye.